We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, enthusiastic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica, Bella Vista. Channel 44 in Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable Vallemi. And in Encarnación, Channel 03 on Intacua Cable Vision. And Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani, Tapiracuay, Channel 30. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TAT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Andarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable and Andarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hav Province, Channel 21 on Han Lte Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel Z26 on El Hat Tengger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sugbatar, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Elhat, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Nutush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiaoda Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongyang Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an American vegan entrepreneur supports humanitarian endeavors in Africa. In ecology news, researchers in the Philippines find a plant that filters water. In health news, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of the United Kingdom calls for regulating herbal medicines. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 29th, famous Indian film director and writer Dr. Ramanand Sagar was born in 1917 at Asal Guru Ke near Lahore, present-day Pakistan. He began his movie career in 1936 with silent cinema. In 1950, he established Sagar Art Corporation, which made more than 50 Hindi movies. Dr. Sagar was also involved in television, creating one of the most acclaimed serials in India, Ramayana. It was based on the Indian epic of the same name about the life of Lord Rama. For his notable contributions, Dr. Sagar has received many honors, among them the Padma Shri from the Indian government in 2001 and the Indian Tele Lifetime Achievement Award in 2004. May Dr. Ramanand Sagar's rich legacy of productions continue to illuminate the timeless spiritual nature of the great land of India.
Flying News, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association Relief News Update from Mauritania. From August to September, Mauritania and Niger were swept with floods, triggered by incessant rainfall. Some 3,000 people were displaced in the Rosso and Nouakchott areas of Mauritania, with one person who lost their life and 500 rendered homeless as houses were destroyed.
Sending her heartfelt sympathy and prayers, Supreme Master Chinghai donated $15,000 on September 5th, requesting that our association members please go to comfort and help the afflicted if possible. The amount could acquire $509,000 in essential supplies if obtained in the United States based on the costs of living in Mauritania and Niger.
Our association's relief team from Benin first went to help the disaster-afflicted in Niger and then went to Mauritania, covering their own travel and related expenses. Arriving in Rosso on November 9th, they were assisted by the Secretary General and Mayor's representative in distributing rice, vegetable oil and sugar to those in need, much to their gratitude.
Je remercie au nom de tous les gens qui sont là. Merci, Supreme Chinghai. Nous remercions l'Association internationale du Maître suprême Chinghai pour les actes louables qu'ils viennent de nous donner à faire à Rosso. Merci.
Les populations sont dans un besoin cruel et le moment où cela nous est parvenu est un moment crucial pour nous. Donc on ne peut que se féliciter de ce geste magnifique du Maître suprême Chinghai. Je vous remercie.
Our thanks, Rosso Secretary General and Mayor's representative, for your kind assistance. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Chinghai for her heartfelt generosity and care, as well as our association's relief team for their assistance to the afflicted. With heaven's grace, may the people of Mauritania be swiftly restored to their wholesome, productive lives, as such devastating situations are minimized through humanity's gentler, eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
Peru and eastern Indonesia struck by strong quakes. On Wednesday, December 23rd, Peru's Lima province was shaken by a magnitude 4.0 quake centered in Lurigancho District's capital, Chosica. The next morning, the southern Peruvian city of Arequipa was jolted by a 5.7 magnitude tremor. In Indonesia on Saturday, December 26, a powerful 6.7 magnitude quake hit the eastern Indonesian province of Maluku and was felt in Tual, Saumlaki and Banda Neira. No significant damage or injuries were reported for any of the tremors thus far. We thank the Providence for the safety of the quake-stricken residents. Let us all work quickly to alleviate such traumatic events through our greater benevolence toward the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Dutchman's quick actions avert potential disaster. Aboard a Christmas Day flight en route from the Netherlands to Detroit in the USA, 23-year-old Mr. Jasper Scherenger heard a sound and saw suspicious behavior in a person sitting nearby. Fearing that the flight's 288 passengers and crew members were in danger, he immediately risked his life to cover the suspect's body with his own and extinguish emerging flames with his bare hands. Joined by other passengers and crew, the onboard fire was soon put out and passengers' safety secured. Although Mr. Scherenger sustained burns on his hands from what was later identified as an explosive device, he simply stated, "I didn't think, I just went over there and tried to save the plane, I guess." You have our admiring salute, Mr. Scherenger, for your heroic, life-saving efforts. Wishing you and all fellow passengers and crew members most blessed holidays in loving appreciation with family and friends.
Study shows even small amounts of alcohol harm health. In a survey that includes findings for people less than 80 years of age, Swedish researchers discovered that men who drink up to 5 units and women who drink half that amount of alcohol per day have higher medical care costs than those who do not drink. A large glass of wine is equal to about 3 units of alcohol. Team lead Mr. Johan Jarl of Lund University stated that these findings of such adverse effects call into question a previously held belief about the health benefits of low alcohol consumption. Our thanks, Mr. Jarl and Lund University team, for this clear view of alcohol's damaging effects. May more and more individuals see their way to replacing such harmful habits with vibrant well-being and joy-filled lives.
Israeli cabinet agrees on alcohol bans. A ban on the sale of alcohol between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. has been approved, along with prohibiting alcohol sales to youth less than 21 years of age. These measures, which are part of the Public Security Ministry's campaign to reduce alcohol consumption, will be fully implemented upon approval by the Knesset. With statistics from the World Health Organization, or WHO, citing alcohol consumption by 50% of the nation's 15 to 17-year-olds, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated, "We are in need of this legislation promptly. Israel awaits it." Our gratitude, Your Excellency, Public Security Ministry of Israel, and all officials helping to initiate these health-promoting measures. May your country and indeed our world soon be intoxicant-free for the wholesome welfare of all people.
Benefits of alcohol bans.
Stroke risk reduced by 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels, along with other potential heart benefits, without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the UK's Marske Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
Plus more.
For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Ao Lakor Vietnam Film Festival recognizes stars and filmmakers. This year's 16th Vietnam Film Festival featured 99 films with the prestigious Golden Lotus Prize as well as Best Scriptwriter and Best Movie by vote of the press jury going to the renowned director Dang Nhut Minh for the movie Don't Burn. Moreover, this film has been officially selected to represent Ao Lạc Xê's or Vietnamese cinema in the 2010 Academy Awards Foreign Language Film category. The director said it's like a dream come true for the film to be honored by this prize. Two other movies, Moon at the Bottom of the Well and Black Forest, were awarded the Silver Lotus Prize. Starring in The Little Heart, Do Nguyen Lan Ha was named Best Leading Actress, while Dustin Nguyen was honored with the Best Leading Actor for his role in Immortal Legend. Our applause, all awardees, stars, and filmmakers, on your deserved cinematic distinctions. May your shining talents on the silver screen continue bringing joy and happiness to audiences worldwide.
Pakistan and India free detainees. As a conciliatory gesture toward India, Pakistan's government has released 100 Indian nationals who had been detained for 3 years. In reciprocation, India released 90 Pakistani men. Our hearts are gladdened to know of these mutual actions of goodwill, wishing the fellow citizens of both countries warm welcomes home as well as more and more amicable relations leading to lasting peace among all Pakistani and Indian people.
Save our planet. Enthusiasm runs high in Formosan or Taiwanese school for reduced meat program. Following an initiative launched by the Student Council, Yangtze High School in Yunnan County, Formosa or Taiwan, began to adopt meals without beef, pork, chicken and fish to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
The program is starting with 1 day and eventually will extend to all days of the week, with students who were inspired by a recent presentation on the climate impact of meat given by the Yunlin County government. Supreme Master Television's correspondent reports on the program's success from Yangtze High School, Formosa.
各位热爱地球的观众朋友，这里是福尔摩沙中部的云林县杨子高级中学。在这里，有一群学生因为了解到地球暖化的迫切危机，因此主动向学校提出要求，提供全校健康减碳餐。我们觉得，如果再这样吃肉的话，会对地球造成很多的影响，所以我们就在我们班开完之后，我们就在我们班先推起这个运动。
我们班上就开了一个班会，那我们就决定说我们要把这个活动推展到整个学校，然后希望未来可以推展到家庭。
在经过媒体的报道以后，其实我也收到很多的电话，很多的网络上面给我们的赞赏，他们也希望说我们的学生是不是也可以影响到别的学校，大家一起来拯救地球。之前并由学生会主席巫瑶欣代表全校同学宣誓，愿意爱护动物，尊重生命，食用蔬食以 遏止全球暖化，来为拯救地球尽一份心力。这项措施在这所学校引起热烈的回响，学生纷纷投稿到校刊，表示支持这明智有爱心的决定。经过了这次的午餐之后，才觉得自己真正对地球有了贡献。杨凯翔，
我体会到生命的价值。
原来只要自己一个小动作也可以改变世界。王胜文，
现在就让我们来看看这群响应吃素拯救地球的青年朋友们有多么的健康活泼。
那你们对于地球的将来有什么样的愿景？
所以希望以后就是经由我们这个素食的活动，可以让气候异常渐渐缓和下来。
我觉得这是非常好的一个措施啊，因为我们除了可以让自己吃得更健康以外，还可以帮助这个环境。
Bravo and many thanks, Yangtze High School Student Council, fellow students and faculty, and the Yunlin County Government of Formosa for your leadership in reducing meat to stop climate change. May this be the start of the most ideal organic vegan trend benefiting schools throughout Formosa and the world.
Save our planet. Greenhouse gas methane on the rise. According to New Zealand's National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research, or NIWA, readings taken from a station on the southern tip of North Island found that after remaining stable for several years, the southern hemisphere's atmospheric methane increased significantly in both 2007 and 2008. Principal scientist Dr. Keith Lessie stated, "The evidence we have shows that methane in the atmosphere is now more than double what it ever was during the 800,000 years before 1700 AD. Related research has found livestock to be the largest human-caused source of the potent methane, which is known to trap around 100 times more heat over 20 years than carbon dioxide."
Not only do the animals themselves, but also their unregulated waste matter, often stored in stagnant areas known as lagoons, account for further methane generation, with the recent atmospheric increases being much higher than explained by any known sources. The New Zealand scientists stated that a cycle may be evolving where existing global warming is now causing even more methane to be released.
Dr. Lassie, New Zealand National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research, and all researchers involved, "We are grateful for your detailed observations of this disturbing change. May we act now in harmony with the planet and assure our own well-being as a species."
During an August 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke, as on previous occasions, of this alarming cycle of methane accumulation and the only way to stop it.
"If we don't turn around and walk in the opposite direction, then we are heading toward destruction of all kinds. You see, planetary warming, methane gas from all sides, now, not just from livestock, but because the livestock is trigger methane gas from all sides, from the riverbed, from the permafrost, from the bed of the ocean, from the mountains, from the dying forest. Do you understand? So we are surrounded by trouble. There's only one escape route that I have told you already. I wish there are several. It's only one. We wish that's the path to go. Then maybe we still can have time."
Save Our Planet. Philippine Mayor Dixon Yese of Opal Municipality in Misamis, Oriental Province, promotes organic farming for its health and eco-protective benefits, along with a system he developed that now converts much of the town's waste to 100 bags of organic fertilizer per day.
Save Our Planet, a recent study by US and Chinese scientists, confirms previous UK research that today's levels of atmospheric CO2 are associated with significantly higher temperatures than previously thought.
Save Our Planet. 14 major cities across the globe partner to support the growth in electric cars by developing solutions such as conveniently located charging stations in parking lots and residential areas.
Hi all, I'm Laguna. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life. Laguna and I are vegans. We have a tip to share on helping the senior citizens in your area. During this cold time of year in many parts of the world, staying warm is important. If you have any elderly neighbors, please phone or visit them regularly to make sure they are getting enough heat. Your care and concern will be much appreciated. Thanks again for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And now for the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, an American vegan entrepreneur supports empowering young Africans. Mr. Russell Simmons' many accomplishments include being a creator of fashion lines, organizer of poetry recitals, and the co-founder of the hip-hop label Def Jam. He was interviewed by the Florida, USA-based newspaper, the Palm Beach Post, about the nonprofit he founded, Diamond Empowerment Fund. The organization seeks to provide educational opportunities to youth in African countries that have diamonds as a natural resource. Mr. Simmons said, "I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm also a philanthropist. I like my energy to be lifting consciousness as a vegan and a yogi." Bravo, Mr. Russell Simmons. God bless your compassionate diet and devotion to helping others. May the earth-saving plant-based lifestyle be embraced by all for an elevated and long-lasting planet.
In ecology news, researchers in the Philippines use the seed of the moringa plant to produce clean water. Scientists at the Industrial Technology Development Institute in Taguig City have found that the seed particles of the plant help to purify water, transforming tap and well water into that fit to drink. In addition, the moringa plant contains high levels of vitamin C and A, calcium, protein, and potassium. Our sincere appreciation, Industrial Technology Development Institute, for discovering some of the many benefits of this amazing plant. May we look to the bounty of Mother Nature to share her blessed secrets for a vibrant world. Up next on Noteworthy News, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of the United Kingdom advocates measures to protect the rights of herbal medicine users. We'll go water the flowers, be right back. More generous news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, comfortable news for a rejuvenated world. In health news, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of the United Kingdom calls for the formal regulation of herbalists. Foundation for Integrated Health, established by His Royal Highness in 1993, has advocated that herbalists and acupuncturists be officially registered, similar to the manner of physiotherapists and osteopaths. A spokesperson for His Royal Highness said that the purpose of this would be to protect the millions of citizens that use herbal products. Our respectful thankfulness, Your Royal Highness Prince Charles and Foundation for Integrated Health, for your concern for the well-being of the public. May your caring endeavors help many to continue to derive benefits from a variety of sources.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Turkish entitled Doctor Examination.
Bayanın biri doktoruna gider. Bu sefer onu yeni doktordan biri görür. Fakat 4 dakika kadar sonra bayan çığlık çığlığa bağırarak muayene odasından çıkar ve koridorda koşmaya başlar. Yaşlı doktorlardan biri onu durdurur ve problem nedir diye sorar. Ve bayan izah eder. Doktor kadını başka bir odaya alır ve sakinleşmesi için oturtur. Yaşlı doktor koşarak kadını muayene eden doktora gider. Ve sen delirdin mi diye haykırır. Bayan Terry 63 yaşında, 4 tane yetişkin çocuğu var ve 7 tane torunu var. Ve sen ona hamile olduğunu mu söyledin? Yeni doktor bilmiş güler ve klasöre yazmaya devam ederek ama onun hıçkırığını geçirdim değil mi?
And now for our viewers' heartline. On Livestock is the main contributor to climate change. A public service announcement on Supreme Master Television would show clearly that raising animals for meat is the major cause of greenhouse gas emissions.
Már küldöm is tovább a linket a sok húsevő haveromnak, hogy lássák, lehet más oka is annak, hogy valaki vega. Kémia Magyarországról.
Earth Concern Kamiya, once people realize that it is meat eating that has brought our planet to the brink of destruction, we pray that everyone will transition to the earth-protecting vegan diet. Please continue to send links and information to whomever you can, while there is still time to save our home. With the light of heaven to you and your God-loving Hungarian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be blessed with love from the divine. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Following the policy's development by 65 political parties, Ethiopia's lower house of parliament approves the National Electoral Code of Conduct, intended to support lasting good relations among the different groups.
To provide for Sri Lankans displaced by war within their country, China donates 2,000 tents worth $1.1 million as temporary shelters.
Bolivian Foreign Minister David Choquehuanca expresses his country's interest in establishing a policy with the European Union to help increase exports and other trade-related areas.
Andalusian classical music, a style of Arabic expression found across North Africa that evolved between the 9th and 15th centuries, is now being preserved and transmitted for worldwide enjoyment through the internet.
The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates delivery vehicles, refrigerators, and other equipment worth $8 million to Ethiopia to help improve access and availability to medication.
To protect consumers from labeling that promotes intoxication, the United Kingdom has banned a brand of beer whose alcoholic content is 18.2% and contains 6 units of alcohol per serving.
Jamaica-born rap star Sean Kingston joins a People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, campaign to raise awareness of dog companions who should be cared for as family members and never be chained outside.
Algerian judoka and Olympic medalist Soraya Haddad is honored with the Abdou Diouf Senegalese Foundation Sport Fertus Prize of Honor for her outstanding international achievements as an African athlete.
German Defense Minister Karl Theodor zu Guttenberg affirms his support for dialogue with moderate ethnic Taliban groups in Afghanistan to help bring peace to the country.
United Arab Emirates Prime Minister His Royal Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum and Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak meet and agree to support regional peace as well as enhanced bilateral ties.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.